This is In the News in VOA Special English. This week, the United States Census Bureau released its official count of the nation's population. It said the population, as of April 1st, was 308,745,538. The population increased 9.7% in 10 years. This was the nation's lowest growth rate since the 1930s. Experts say this was a result of falling birth rates among some groups and fewer immigrants because of the recession. Two states had the largest population increases. Texas gained more than 4 million people, more than any other state. Nevada was the fastest growing state. Its population increased 35% from the last census in 2000. Across the country, the largest increases were in southern and western states. The population continues to move from the Northeast and Midwest to the South and West. This has been happening for the past 40 years. The United States Constitution calls for a census of the nation's population every 10 years. This must be done to equally divide the 435 voting districts in the House of Representatives among the states. Each House member represents, on average, about 700,000 people. The states with the biggest populations have more congressional seats than less populated states. The most populated state, California, has 53 House seats. The least populous, Wyoming, has only one seat. 18 states will gain or lose seats in the House because of the census results. Texas will gain 4 seats, more than any other state. Florida will gain 2 seats. 6 states in the South and West will each gain 1 seat. Ohio and New York will lose 2 House seats each. 8 states, mostly in the Northeast and Midwest, will lose 1 seat each. Some experts say the census report was possible good news for the Republican Party. Most of the states that will gain seats usually support Republicans. Many of the states losing seats usually vote for Democrats. Amy Walter is political director for ABC News.
There are some experts who are looking at this data and saying that based on what they see now, Republicans could add 10 more seats to their total.
State legislatures and governors are responsible for setting the borders of congressional districts. Republican gains in the election last month will strengthen their power in the redistricting process that is to begin next year. The change in House seats might also affect the voting for president. Under the Constitution, the number of electoral votes each state has is based on its total number of House and Senate seats. Adding some House seats to the South and West might help the Republican candidate for president in 2012. The census report shows that Hispanics are a major reason for population growth in states like Texas, Arizona, and Florida. Since Hispanics usually vote Democratic, experts say this may help Democrats in the long term. And that's In the News in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Emberg.